Hey, Latonya, how are you? It's Allison.
I'm fine, Allison. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. What can I help you with?
I was calling to make sure that before I send this information over, that I have what is actually needed.
Yep.
I have, a copy of a statement that shows his Social Security going into my account before I switched it over to his account.
Okay.
So do you need, it's from the one for June. It shows the amount of 1431, which is his Social Security.
So it's, you have the bank statement of the amount on your, in your account, and you also have the award letter stating how much he gets?
Okay. So wait one second. Let me just pull.
Yeah.
I have, this is dated. It was all here yesterday when I pulled it out.
Take your time.
Yeah, I do have, so you need the award letter from, you know what? No, I have it. I'm sorry. I take care of so many people.
It's okay. I get it.
I have, requesting to be representative payee for Keith Douglas Comer. Do you need that one?
So is that, that's like stating that you are his representative now, or is that just the request for?
Right. No, that's the request for. However, I've always been, but then I also have a February statement showing about his benefits, has my name and his name on here.
I need that.
Okay. So do you need a recent one?
Yes. Can you send me probably June, I would say, of 2025?
Yes, I have June 12th, 2025.
Perfect.
Yes. So I'll send that one. And so is that the only one you need?
Yes. And then let me see.
I have one for May. So you just want the June one. June.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then that would cover the bank statement and then his award letter. And then the last thing that you would need is the USAA closure letter.
Okay. So you say you need an award in your record. Okay. I think this is what you're looking for. This paperwork. Okay. So I'll just call. His account is actually still open.
Okay.
He doesn't use it. So what is it that you would need from them?
So they are going to request, has he had that bank account for 5 years, for the last 5 years?
Yes, he has. Yes.
So they're going to request bank statements. I'm going to notify, actually, you know what? Hold off on that because the state says that they want the Social Security award letter from the patient as well as where they get it deposited. If he doesn't get it deposited into that account, they may just count it as an asset. Is there anything in the account?
Of course, no, nothing. No money.
Nothing? Okay. If you want to, you can do the liberty of closing it and then providing the closure letter. That way they don't bother you. Or you can show how much is in there currently and they count it as an asset towards him. And you can just prove that there's nothing in there because they'll either request 5 years.
Okay, what he did was he actually received a rent rebate and it went to the USAA account. So just get a statement from USAA?
Yeah, you could get a statement about how much is in the bank account currently, as of July 15th, if you can.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, all right.
And I'll send that over to you as soon as I get that information, okay?
And I will confirm with you once I see it.
All right. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
Of course. You too. Call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye-bye.